Well, Rachel Beck, the AP business correspondent, on the live line with us now to talk about a story that she participated in which retailers are bemoaning the fact that with the recession now, shopping is no longer a leisure activity for most people. People are being very precise on how they shop and what they buy. One person calls it surgical shopping. And Rachel Beck on the live line now. Rachel, good morning. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Good morning.
So what's going on out there?
You know, we at the AP went out and tried to figure out, well, what really changed in the wake of the recession? We had written a lot about new frugality and then frugality fatigue. And one trend that we really saw that we thought was going to be really lasting was this idea of surgical shopping. It didn't matter where you were on the economic spectrum or how old you were or what your race were. Every shopper seems to be going in to stores with a list in their head or on paper and are very targeted in how they spend their money.
So they know what they're looking for, no impulse buying anymore, no seeing something they might like and picking it up and buying it, right?
Well, remember, a lot of that impulse buying was fed by credit cards. You could just charge it and who cares? You would just, well, obviously you cared, but you would, those credit card debts just mounted.
You cared, so, you cared later on, right?
Exactly. It came back to haunt you.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are less reliant on credit cards today, and I think that is translated into less impulse buying. And we, you know, talked to shoppers around the country, and we found many of them were very, very precise about what they wanted. We went to Mall of America. Mall of America has 500 stores. It's the biggest mall in the country, and people were coming for one thing and traveling 200 miles to get that one thing. So that told us a lot about the state of the consumer.
So the retailers are trying to rethink how they do business, I guess. So what's their plan?
Well, you know, retailers are starting to target this new mindset. Target, for instance, they're reorganizing their homewares department. So all their sheets are going to be in one area. So the consumer who comes in can say, okay, this is the kind of sheet I'm looking for, and it's all here, and they can weigh all of their options and then pick the one that best suits them versus go from aisle to aisle kind of making decisions about maybe this one, maybe that one. It's all in one spot. We also talked to designer Eli Tahari, which is found, his women's clothes are found in a lot of upscale department stores. And he's now shipping more of his clothes right in the season versus ahead of the season because people are buying, when it's cold out, they're buying cool weather clothes. When it's warm out, they're buying warm weather clothes. They're not buying warm weather clothes when it's cool out.
Yeah, I'm wondering if even after the recession is over, and who knows how long that's going to be, might be several years, before we get back to so-called normal, will that happen, do you think?
Well, we're thinking that a lot of the behaviors that people shifted to during the recession and after are sticking. We talked to a lot of people who said, you know, this is the way we're going to behave going forward. Things got out of control and having to do with our personal budgets. And now we have to shop differently. We don't want to get caught in that same mess again.
Well, Rachel, listen, thanks a lot for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.